Disney Cruise Line made its first trip to Alaska waters last week, making a stopover in Skagway on Friday. As KHNS reporter Tara Bicknell tells us, the local vendors experienced a new type of Alaska visitor as an onslaught of children disembarked from the ship.
The beginning of summer tourism season looked a little different to Skagway tour operators this year. Mickey and Minnie Mouse were among the first cruise ship passengers of the 2011 season, with Disney Cruise Line's ship Wonder making its first ever trip to the Northern Lynn Canal.
The latest thing, Disney ship, sis. They didn't come here last year.
It was also the first cruise ship of the year for Skagway. The Chilkat Valley will see passengers off the Disney ships after the fast ferry begins running between the two ports. The ship is not quite like other princesses, pearls, doms, and spirits that usually tie up. It's full of kids.
There's great kids clubs, different ages, 4 to 7 and then 7 to 10.
Heidi and Barry of Seattle took their first cruise ever with Disney because of Jeff.
Yeah, I actually just found this out today.
Their son, who is dramatically twirling in circles, slashing the air with a plastic sword that lights up.
I see Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and Stitch.
Disney officials on the ship say an Alaska cruise fits perfectly into their brand.
We are always focused on what is the story that we're telling. Is it compelling? Is it authentic?
The local tourism industry is bracing for a different kind of passenger from Disney cruises.
A lot of new rules for a lot of tour operators.
Tanya Carlson is Haines Tourism Director.
I think it's been interesting. I think it's going to be a learning curve on both ends, not only for people in Alaska, but I think for Disney operating Alaska. I don't think they know quite what's coming, possibly.
But not everyone is worried about kids on shore excursions.
I'm Carl Holtz. I'm the president of Disney Cruise Line.
Holtz said on Friday he doesn't usually do this, but really wanted to be on Disney's inaugural sailing to Alaska. Of course, Walt Disney Studios were years ahead of Disney Cruise Lines when they filmed White Fang in the early 1990s at a set that lives on as the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds in Haines.
We offer a unique product, and they've told us for years, Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. So it was a very easy decision.
He called the weather in the first few days of the trip interesting, but says this is some of the most incredible scenery he's ever seen. And as far as the dark side of Alaska's natural world goes,
we're not going to make up stories. We believe in authentic storytelling.
Remember that scene from Bambi, a Disney movie?
You know, when it comes to the food chain, those kinds of things, we don't dance around things, but people understand. I mean, my 5-year-old son certainly understood that the bear ate the rabbit and the rabbit ate something else, okay? But the fact of the matter is, it's a great educational opportunity.
Disney has 17 more Friday calls to Skagway with shore excursions to Haines, too. Disney Cruise Line's President Carl Holtz says he thinks Disney in Alaska will work out for the long term.
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah. This is a fantastic corner of our world, and just to be this close to nature is, I don't know, it's just exhilarating.
In Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell.